believe that anything is possible. I'm Amy. I used to be riddled with self-doubt and had a bad case of imposter syndrome. Now, I'm cured. So cured that I found the guts to walk away from my 25-year career. Tune in week after week as I share how to find your keys to courage. Believe. It's the key to everything. I am a firm believer that if something scares you, that is an indicator that it is something you absolutely need to do. In my previous life, I avoided things that scared me like the plague. And I never really made a whole lot of progress because I avoided the things that scared me, which I should have been running toward those things. When I was at Creative Live, that time I went and met Mel Robbins, there was an after party. And at that after party, I was talking to a man. He was an entrepreneur. I don't remember his name. The day after that party, I actually reached out to some other people that were there to see if I could find his name because I just felt that this was a pivotal conversation that we had. I was talking to him about the business that I had just started at the time, Empower Fit Club, that fitness program that I thought was that next thing I was supposed to be doing to bring meditation, yoga, mindfulness, kickboxing, and athletic conditioning to kids at schools. That was what I thought my next thing was going to be. And I was sharing that concept with him. He saw me up on stage. He heard me talking about it. Yet, when we were having that conversation, he looked at me dead in the eyes and said, "This is not what you're going to be doing." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" "Yes, it is. This is what I'm supposed to be doing." He said, "No, you're going to be on TV." I looked at him like he was nuts. I am a middle-aged mom of two. I am not what anybody wants to see on TV. The media wants perfection. I'm not perfect. I got a little bump on my Italian nose that I never got plastic surgery on. My body is just my body. I never got plastic surgery on it either, even though the world around us tells us you are not good enough how you are. And even though I didn't really like myself very much, there was always something in me that knew that plastic surgery was not the answer to self-love. And I also knew that my daughter was going to be watching my every move. And if I got a nose job or if I got a boob job, what was that telling her? That was telling her that you are not enough because your mom doesn't think she's enough and you're from her, so you're not enough either. So even though I didn't like myself, even though I didn't like the way I looked, I never went that route, that plastic surgery route. And because of that, when this guy kept telling me I was going to be on TV, it just made no sense. I didn't want to be on TV. There was not one ounce of me that wanted to be seen at all. I was just excited about this program that I was going to be bringing to schools for kids. But on the car ride home, my husband and I were talking about how intent that guy was on me being on TV. He just kept saying it, "You're going to be on TV." And I couldn't get that thought out of my head. And the next day, I thought, well, this 5-second rule book has changed my life so much. And I've shared it with every single person in my life. my kids, their friends, my friends, their friends, anybody within a 5-foot radius of me heard about the 5-second rule and Mel Robbins. And so I had this thought. What if I recorded a video on my phone and put it on YouTube? Maybe somebody could hear about this book that doesn't know me, and maybe it could make that impact for them that it made for me. Here's the thing. I didn't want to be on video, not one bit. But that man's voice was stuck in my head about being on TV and how it was where he knew I needed to be. And I had this pull in my soul of wanting to share this book. And that pull from my soul overrode that fear of being on video. And it overrode that part of me that didn't want to put myself out there. Let's face it. We are a world of people full of judgment. People sit behind their computers and they spew out hatred. I sure as heck didn't want to be on the receiving end of that. I didn't know if I was strong enough. What I would do if I got those hateful comments that people say to others. This was 18 months ago. I was a different version of me. I was still really terrified of a lot of things. But what I knew at this point was that if something scares you and you do it anyway, that magic is on the other side. I had done little things up until this point. This was a pretty big thing. I didn't have any idea how to get a video on YouTube. I didn't know how to record it on my phone. So my 9-year-old son helped me prop up my phone. I sat in the backyard with my hair in my ponytail after a workout. And I talked all about this 5-second rule book and how it changed my life and how it could change other people's lives. And then my 9-year-old son uploaded it to YouTube for me. I was terrified. I got that feeling that I wanted to puke, but I did it anyway. And then the craziest thing happened. I started getting 5 views, 10 views, 50 views, 100 views, 1,000 views. It was blowing my mind. I started getting comments. People thanking me for sharing my experience with the book. People thanking me for leading them to go watch Mel Robbins' TED Talk. And the views kept continuing. And so I thought, maybe I could share something else that I've learned, another tool that's helped me. And I made another video and I put it up. And it got views and it got comments. And while I did get some negativity, the positivity outweighed that. And it didn't bother me as much as I thought it would. And now that first YouTube video that I ever uploaded with the help of my 9-year-old, it's got over 20,000 views. That is literally insane to me. But I listened to that man. I listened to that whisper. It just didn't leave my head. And I thought, well, I'm not going to be on TV, but maybe, just maybe, I could go on YouTube and share this tool that helped me. So if there's something that scares you, no matter what that thing is, I am telling you, that is the thing you need to do. That is the exact thing you need to do, because magic's on the other side. That first video that I uploaded, it gave me the courage to keep going and to keep going and to keep going. If I had never uploaded that first video, I would never be where I am today. Period. End of story. So whatever you have in your heart, on your mind, on your soul, that thought, that idea that scares you, today, I want you to do it. Do that thing. Magic. It's waiting on the other side. Believe. It's the key to everything.